Good morning. It's the first Friday of the month, and that means it's time for The Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady, made possible by the good people at Baker Orchards at Centuria. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob. Oh, thank you. I just have to start out with thank you to everyone who turned out last night for Ladies Night Out. Amory Ladies Night Out was a huge success. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
We must have had more than 100 people.
Oh, easily. So at the end of the night for the giveaways, the drawings, the entire Village Pizzeria was full, including standing room only. It was phenomental.
All right.
It was great. So speaking of Baker Orchard, thanks again to Baker Orchard, 3 miles north of Highway 8 on Wisconsin 35 at Centuria. Baker Orchard, gourmet apples since 1976. Open Labor Day weekend through October, and this year, get out there quick because they're probably going to sell out really soon. So folks probably already attended. They have their art festival the fourth weekend in September. You can find information at BakerOrchard.com or like them on Facebook. And Baker Orchard's a proud supporter of Plant Rant. So thank you, Baker Orchard. But yes, they will be, I don't remember if it's this weekend or next weekend will be the last. So if you want to get out there, and get some great apples and walk around. It's a good time. So announcements. Well, I already mentioned Ladies Night Out, which was super fun. The final community dinner at Whetstone Farm is going to be tomorrow, October 8th. And that is their harvest party. So they will actually be cooking up some fresh sheep, and just really good people, good time. Again, 3 p.m. Well, and it says until dark. I imagine maybe it'll go a little longer since it gets dark earlier and they normally don't eat till around 6 o'clock. Bring something to share if you wish. And then my final announcement for community calendar is Saturday, November 5th. There is the grand opening celebration. It's in Osceola, and it is at the Natural Heritage Arts Center. And conveniently enough, my guest today is Jessica Turtle from the Natural Heritage Art Center. So good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming. I'm so excited about this. I've done a little exploring on your website and Facebook to learn more about you. So like, how did this come to be? What do you want to tell people about what is the Natural Heritage Art Center?
Oh boy. So the center is 4,700 square feet. We're in the historic Zorn building right downtown, and it's a multi-purpose space for art, music, poetry, food, community. We're doing pretty much everything. We also have ceramic program. We have a full ceramic studio. And so we're just basically developing programs to bring in community, and we have an overarch of art. And then we have the under arc of ecology.
Yeah, I was, so one thing that I read on your website was encouraging an appreciation for nature through the arts. So how are you linking those things? I've had artists on in the past who, work with plants as incorporating that into their art in different ways. But this seems different. This seems more of a real connection to the earth and our lineages, and like a lot.
Yes, that is exactly right. So natural heritage is really it's the sum of our biodiversity, right? It's everything, and that includes people. And so the whole point of this is to develop like immersive programming to where we're getting you out, we're taking a hike, we're observing, we're documenting, we're learning. So we would have somebody that knows a lot about plants and how to use them can come along on a nature sketching hike.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah, so this is like get outside, experience some stuff, and then you'll come back to the studio and we'll spend time in the studio producing something based on what we've observed and what we've learned. And then the food component comes in the same way. Like we're going to harvest, learn how to harvest, and then harvest, and then dry, and produce teas, things like that we can also share. We could do cupping experiences. Like we just did a writing workshop with a tea ceremony out in the woods.
Oh my goodness!
It was really great.
So some of these programs are going to be, I am guessing, then long, like a long term, because going to be starting this seed, growing this plant, harvesting this plant, drying it, using it. So people who are getting involved, I'm sure you'll have, you know, one day things, but some folks are going to have to make that commitment, like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Absolutely.
Thing from start to finish.
Yes.
And
yes.
But what a great opportunity, because there's so many things that you can do with plants for food and medicine and body
art.
Products and art. We're back to art.
Yes. Well, if you think about art and like from a historical reference, I mean, nature is in almost everything we do. Even if it's abstraction, it's still, there's still nature or nature colors.
Yeah, that's what I always think of with color. Like, we wouldn't even know what color was if it wasn't for a sunset or the colors that the trees are showing us right now. We wouldn't even have a reference for
exactly
color.
And I think there's a lot of experiences we don't necessarily put in the forefront that have everything to do with what we observe outside. And then there's also, there's a lot of artists that are working in the ecology realm or in eco-arts realm that aren't directly connected to nature. They're interested in it. They're interested in global warming. They're interested in the subject and discussing it, but they're not necessarily submersing themselves in nature or comfortable doing so. And we want to be able to provide the services to help them do that part, because I think that part is fundamental in allowing you to have a proper discussion. If you don't understand the forest, how are you trying to save it, or how are you trying to protect it? I think you need to understand it first, or at least experience it first.
Right.
Things like that.
I love that. And you're in such a gorgeous place. You're in the St. Croix River Valley. We have access to so many beautiful, great places right in our own backyard to go hiking, to get out into nature and to experience these things. And when I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about like how many things happen underground. Like the most important, me as a horticulturist, like the most important part of the plant is the root.
Absolutely.
Nobody looks into the root. They go into the garden center, they see this big, beautiful thing. You know what you really need to do? You pop that sucker out of the pot and you look at the root system, because that's what you're buying.
And
that is what you are paying
for.
From
an illustrative perspective, that is where the real beauty is. Like that, the tangling of it, or all of the things that are interacting with it.
Yeah, all the mycology, the mushrooms and all of that, and the bacteria, like all those little things that are all part of. So when you're talking about the whole ecosystem, and it's like so much what happens is even on a microscopic level, but it's all in relationship to each other. So you're going to get people the opportunity to learn this and observe and appreciate the beauty of it, but with a little bit deeper knowledge
exactly.
of what's happening. I love this.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. And it was so great. So to learn about this, because I'm excited to have you in, because I didn't know about this until I was introduced to you, and it's like, what a great thing.
Yeah.
So can you explain to people where the space is? Is it where Mr. Deals was?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So beautiful brick building. Gorgeous. Right on Main Street, on the west side of Main Street in downtown Osceola, kind of a little bit to the north. And so great space. And you can find Natural Heritage Art Center online at their website. And center is with an R-E at the end, T-R-E. So naturalheritageartcenter.org. And then that same on Facebook, you can find that. And you've got some fun events. I know you'll be, I'm always announcing the solstices and the equinoxes and Beltane and all those things. So you are having an exciting solstice celebration.
It is.
In December, and have a guest musician coming.
You can't see my face right now, but I'm smiling very big. So one of the things that I've always really wanted to do was invite Charlie Parr to Osceola, and we built the space to be able to hold his music, essentially. That was the whole core of it. And we've thought nothing better than to bring Charlie Parr into town for the solstice celebration. Where you have to come dressed as a woodland creature.
Yay! Incorporating art with the music.
And if you don't know how to do that, it's totally okay. The weekend before, we have a woodland creature workshop where we will teach you how to make a mask for your costume. And we guarantee that you're at least going to be a candidate to win the contest if you do take the workshop. So, and it's all going to be out of recycled materials. We are not expecting anything to do with, like, you know, do not purchase a costume make your costume. And if you need help, come and hang out with us and we'll help you.
Well, I want to sign up and do this. I want to make a fun mask and celebrate solstice with Charlie Parr.
I plan to be a blanding turtle. So
a blanding turtle. This is very specific. Folks, get out in nature and find that creature that you want to be.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And what a great way to connect people and make it fun. And
yep. And that's also a potluck event.
Oh, great.
So we're just asking that you bring something you want to share, like really show off your comfort food. It's going to be in the beginning stages of winter. So it's a great time to, you know, kind of show off your cooking skills.
And you've got like the giant 7-foot-long power strip for the line of crock pots and all that. Excellent. That's always a consideration. Yes.
When planning this, I purchased 16 power strips.
Oh, my word. Yes.
Just in case.
Well, you have been busy. I really appreciate you taking the time to come today and talk about this. And then one thing, so I was looking also on your website and you had the 5 guiding principles and the first one was lead with love.
Yes.
And that just touches my heart. And I just think like if we, and it's easy to get out of that zone, but if that is one of your guiding principles and you can always come back to that because it, and one of them was meet people where they are.
Yes.
And that ties right back into that because if we have more compassion, it's easier to see the best in each other.
And I think in the times that we've just experienced, I think it's really important to remind ourselves that that's a good place to start from. And I won't be perfect at it. I wrote it down specifically and put it at the top so that I could constantly read it and remember so that I can stay on track.
Well, that's how I feel. And I'm getting the chills right now, you know, as a parent of a young child, the patience is very thin.
Oh, sometimes. Mine too.
So I love that. So, oh my gosh, so many things. I feel like I'm all over the place, but that's why it's called Plant Rant, folks. You never know what you're going to get or in what order you're going to get it. So the grand opening, do you want to talk? I know we're kind of jumping around here, but should we talk more about like what's the timing? What's going to happen that day?
Yeah.
What do people need to do if they want to be involved? Ooh, what's a VIP ticket? So November 5th, folks, is the grand opening celebration of Natural Heritage Arts Center.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to be inviting Sarah Brocky from Duluth, Minnesota. She's one of my favorite artists. I've been following her work for about 20 years. So it's a big moment for me to be able to show her work. And the title of the show is Becoming, and we will install that show tonight. So if you want to get an early peek, you can look in the windows this weekend.
Oh, cool.
There's a poetry reading. We've got 4 area poets coming in, and they're going to take turns doing readings. And there's Zoe Faye Stint, who is coming from Iowa University, and she will be releasing her book called Bird Body. And then there's live music with Blue Hazard Band from Stillwater. I'm very excited to have them. I am going to be preparing myself an assortment of food that is sourced locally. I'll have information about everything and where I get it. And then we'll have a community art project to be determined.
Oh, like where everyone comes together and does a mosaic or does something that everybody has a part in.
Yes.
I love that.
And we'll have a bonfire out back. And then I just think it's appropriate to have sparklers. So.
Yay! This is so much fun.
There will also be a ribbon cutting at 5:00. So if you see me awkwardly standing outside the building cutting a big ribbon, that's what's happening.
So and then the event, the doors open at 4 with
correct.
The ribbon cutting and the rest of the event from 5 to 9. There are tickets for this. So if you buy in advance and do an early bird, you can get a ticket for $20. If you wait until the last minute, like I might tend to do sometimes, but if you know you're going to go, save some money, get that advance ticket. Otherwise, tickets at the door are $25. And then if you really want to treat yourself to an even more fabulous time, there's VIP tickets for $75. And that will include reserved seating and a complimentary refreshment per member of your party. So that sounds fun. So there's some other things they're doing. They have a scholarship for some things. So if you need help with workshop material fees, you can get a discount, which is kind of cool. So don't feel limited. If you have something you want to do, make sure to check it out. I just love that there's so much going on. So it really, what I'm hearing from you too is that you have a focus on local. You said Stillwater, Duluth, letting people know where all the food comes from. So that's seems to also be one of your core values and
yeah.
something that's important.
I think if we're going to invite guests or visitors out to the St. Croix Valley, we need to really highlight what the St. Croix Valley offers. And an art center is a really great center point to do that. I think that knowing where things come from is really important. But then when you go to a specific area, I don't know if anybody else is like me, but when I travel and I see things that are all the same, no offense, Starbucks, but I'm really tired of seeing you. I look for the local shop.
Yes.
And so then this is an opportunity for people to say like, oh, this bread is made by so-and-so, or this coffee came from here. And we're doing all of that here.
Well, yeah, and Brew and Sip's just around the corner. And the gentleman who roasts beans right in Amory, we have a coffee roaster, Legacy Coffee. He just came in to drop off coffee for Dave Corbett. So
awesome.
We have so much great things. And I love the timing of this. Like, we were on the news for the fall colors, and you get, you know, the 400,000 people that go through Taylor's Falls, and here you are. It'll be November, and like, come out and check out our beautiful valley, see what local food and local art and music that we have. And then I was curious too about your timing. So you want to do all these outdoor activities. So do you have fun? Do you have some, you know, winter, some folks find that more challenging. Other people love it. So how are you going to blend your outdoor explorations and then the timing of your opening leading into? Well, I suppose solstice right off the bat.
Yep.
You got that covered.
I got that covered. So I grew up in Chicago, and I didn't even have a winter coat because we didn't really spend time outside.
Oh, no. So sad.
It was so sad. I didn't know it was sad until I left. And I went to Duluth, where if you want to enjoy your life, you have to learn how to be cold and be okay with being cold.
You have to dress for like five different kinds of weather each day
every day when you live
in Duluth, because from 1 minute to the next.
Every climate, like every space you walk into is going to have a different temperature going on, so you have to be able to peel it off and carry it. I got really scrappy, and I learned how to layer up and to use the layers as cuteness as well. There's all sorts of options. But anyway, so once you learn how to dress for it, there isn't anything you can't do outside. And I think it's really, really important to learn how to appreciate being outside in the winter, because it's a significant portion of our year. And so our plan is, and there's so many cool things to see in the winter and textures.
Yes.
And if you're not going out there and you're not doing it, I mean, from simple snowshoeing, just snow hiking, it doesn't matter. You don't have to go far. There's a lot you can see in a very short time. I mean, I really utilize Standing Cedars Land Conservancy, especially in the winter.
Where is that?
It's about 5 miles south of town. And there's three entry points. But if you Google Standing Cedars Land Conservancy, it'll come up, and it's a public space.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
Isn't that crazy? It's in our backyard. I'm like, I've never heard of that before.
Buffalo Skull is one of my favorite entries, and they have a waterfall there. And you have to hike back to find it. It's really amazing. There's all kinds of incredible plants. Obviously not in the winter, but in the winter,
silhouettes of trees in the winter, rime frost on trees in the winter. Sparkles. I love that.
You can also tell me, hopefully you'll know, what are the brilliant red berries that are in the trees in the wintertime?
Well, there's mountain ash. Mm. There are some, you know, wild crabs that will hold on. Do you have a pitch?
I do.
So email the plant lady at plantrant@gmail.com with your plant questions, and you can send me ID pictures. So I'm curious, is it a larger tree? I mean, there's winterberry, which is actually a type of holly, but it's a deciduous, so it loses its leaves, unlike holly, which isn't hardy here, but keeps the leaf. So there's winterberry, which has a red berry. There's prickly ash, has the red berries.
Definitely not the prickly ash. I'm very familiar with prickly ash, but it's the...
Is it more of a white bark story?
Is it a whitish bark? And then it has... I can describe it probably better with a photograph.
Anyway, stump the horticulturist. Now you have me curious, though. So, but we can do this another time.
Okay. The point, I guess, is that there's some really brilliant things to see out there, right? And that's something that sticks with me. I saw it, and I don't know what it is, but I draw it all the time. And I wouldn't have seen it if I didn't go outside in winter. So we will have winter programming. However, for those that aren't ready for the challenge of going outside, we'll have a ton of stuff that
for people who don't like a lot of clothes.
Yeah. We will offer plenty of programming indoors. Like Friday mornings from 8 to 9, we'll have coffee break. So you can just come and hang out with other creatives, and you can talk about your practice, drink some coffee.
Oh, cool. So just...
Yeah, just come and hang out.
Get together.
Yeah, that's it.
We love that. This is what we're all about here at WPCA. That is so cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But then there's other stuff.
So what was the timing on the...
8 to 9 a.m. on Friday mornings, and it's every other Friday starting in December.
Okay.
Yeah, and very it'll run. Cool. It'll run every month. We'll never take it down, so you can always show up. Even if you're the only one, I'll be there, and we can hang out. It's totally fine.
I love it.
Yeah, and the coffee will be good. But
well, and I think that's such a great thing when you get people together and you kind of throw out ideas or brainstorm, or maybe you're both our artists of a certain medium where you can be like, oh, I've been really struggling with this. What, you know, and just...
The other thing too is if you're a writer, you could meet an illustrator that you want to work with. I mean, things like that, partnerships like that, that you could just develop. And I think without sticking you in a room and giving the opportunity to talk, you don't know.
And those are such real things. I actually have two friends that have illustrated books. One is for a graphic novel, which she's hoping gets turned into maybe a movie sometime, which Sweet. Would be awesome. And then another friend of mine's done it for a cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so exactly. I mean, it's so great when people can make those connections and make a living doing what they love.
Or even someone like yourself could meet an illustrator who could produce a book.
About plants.
About plants.
And then we'd have that picture that we need right now of that plant with the red berries in the wintertime. So. Well, it just, there's so much happening there. It's mm-hmm. so excited.
Yeah.
So we didn't quite get to the original question of like how it came to, well, you did, I guess you did, because you want to get people and connect. But so like, how did you find the space? How did you choose Osceola? Mm.
So,
I mean, if you were from Chicago and then moved to Duluth, so yeah. What brought you to the Valley?
We've been in St. Croix, or in the St. Croix Valley for 6 years now. We moved to Osceola because we were living in St. Paul. And we were always driving to the St. Croix Valley on our weekends. And we were like, we're doing this wrong.
Like, right. Like,
so we flipped it. So we'll go into the city for food, but we'll stay. Now we live like right in the river. And we swim all the time. We, you know, canoe all the time. And instead of having to reserve time, we can do it at night, every day, you know, all summer and all winter. But yeah, so I've been here for 6 years. And I've been running art programs in St. Paul since then. And just really wanted to bring something to my own community.
Oh, so you were commuting in,
yeah.
And doing art,
yeah.
There, and so now
which
you
I
can
still
live
do
and work,
yeah.
Here,
I'm still doing the St. Paul thing too, but this one is bigger, and this one is hitting all of my passion points. We're kind of offering everything I love
with the music and mm-hmm. the poetry and mm-hmm. the. Art
yeah.
and
yeah.
well, and all of those things are art, as far as I'm
that's true.
Concerned.
Yeah. Another thing to consider too, we also have a marketplace, so you can come in for your holiday shopping, and it's all handmade stuff.
Oh my!
And it's local. I sourced from the Midwest region.
Okay.
We have everything from clothing to jewelry. We have like handmade little kits for doing macrame. We've got stationery, so we have cards, prints, fine art, all kinds of stuff.
And so what kind of hours are you keep? Like if someone wanted to go to the marketplace, is that just, hey, I'm in Osceola, I can drop into the Natural Heritage Arts Center and shop around? And
Yeah. So we'll be open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 6, just our standard hours.
Okay, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 6. And that'll be starting as of November 5th?
Correct.
Okay, so mark your calendars, folks. Although it's coming quick. Oh, my goodness.
Very quick. We're almost ready.
How has a week gone by in October already?
But I don't know.
My gosh.
It's true.
So the marketplace sounds, all of it sounds intriguing. And I saw the one picture you shared that had the really nice room, like a comfy spot to hang out and create. And
that's the coffee break space.
That's the coffee break yeah. space. Oh, perfect.
We also have kind of, you have to go there to see this. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it. It's called Elm Tree Stories. As soon as you walk in, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's really awesome. There's a 10-foot recording studio booth in the shape of a tree.
Wow.
So you are welcome to come and share your nature stories inside the tree. I maybe just told you more than I should, but you should come and see it, because until you see it, you're not You have no idea what I'm
talking about. This sounds so magical.
It is. It is. For everyone who loves gnomes, you will be very happy here. Yeah. So we've been doing, well, so the Elm Tree Story Project has been rolling since, I think, 2018.
And so these stories are being archived?
They are being archived. Then? We've collected over 400 so far. And when you record a story, we will edit it, and then we hand it to an artist to illustrate it.
No way.
Yeah, we did an exhibit at the MWMO in Minneapolis, which is the Minneapolis Watershed Management Organization. We collected stories all the way up and down the Mississippi River, and then we turned those into art projects. So we handed them off to 25 artists, and the artists turned them into images, and then they did an exhibit. It was very cool.
Yeah, how do people see or hear this if they, I mean, aside from visiting the tree and creating, if someone was interested in seeing, say, like the Mississippi River Project, or while listening and seeing it, I guess, like, how do you find that information? Or is that...
When the exhibits are going, we'll let you know. So
okay, so this is kind of a traveling exhibit. Like, you will host at the exhibit. It'll be set up.
Correct. Yes.
At the center, and then...
So we've done three exhibits in the past, and so now it's got a permanent home. It's rentable for events and things like that. We can still take it away, but it's got a permanent home in the front space of the art center. So anybody can write a poem and tell it to the tree, and then we can share that with an artist. And then once we have enough to do a full show, we will announce that we're doing the show. And if people are okay with us using the names, we'll let them know that their story is being used. And then,
so you're creating a whole new exhibit with this and that our community can be a part of and help to create. And that's what you're wanting and encouraging.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That is so fun.
Storytelling is amazing. And so we're giving you an avenue to do that, and to do it anonymously if you want. That's okay too.
And again, in the tree. Give it to the tree.
If you want to do a winter rant about how much you hate the cold, that's okay. You can come in and do that. Let's make it interesting.
All of this is so, this has just put such a smile on my face. This is so good. You have so much, all this creativity and the connection to nature and the building of community and community events that involve gathering and food and just getting together for coffee and just all of it.
Yes, I'm very excited.
And this, it seems like you have, like, this is applicable to all ages, but are you having any, like, youth-specific or children or older adult-specific offerings?
The one thing in starting this that I was really focused on, aside from leading with love, was the multi-generational programming. And so there's, just as it's important to have a whole bunch of different mediums and trades all in one space, it's just as important to have all ages included. And so there'll be crossover where, you know, older generation can come in and learn with younger generation on the same project.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I think it works beautifully.
Well, we have so much to learn from each other. I mean, it's not just the older adults teaching the kids, but the kids have a lot to teach us too.
Exactly. Kids are fantastic too. If you're in a bad mood, they're really good at lifting that away. Especially and creatively, man, if you sit with a kid and watch them grab the same materials that you have, they're going to go about it in a very different way than you will, because they have nothing holding them back. No one has really condensed them or told them that they're not great at art or good at art. Like, that you're born with it, you use it. And then there's a point where the only thing that makes a difference between everyone and an artist is the artist continues to chooses to continue being an artist, as to where somebody else chooses to stop. That's the only difference as an adult, right? Like, there, maybe you reach age 12 and you stop creating art. The only difference between, I'm really screwing this up.
No, you're not. I totally get it. And, you know, I was, and connecting that too with nature. I mean, if you walk in the woods with kids, like, they see the most minute details.
Everything.
Like, I've been told, this was many years ago, but someone's like, you have the eyes of a child. And I took it as a compliment.
That is a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we are running out of time, as we always seem to do. So, folks, Natural Heritage Art Center opening November 5th, downtown Osceola. Please go check it out. It sounds like even now you can go and peek in the windows and get a hint, at least a tease, and then Salsa's party with Charlie Parr, which I'm sure I will be announcing on December's Plant Rant, because you know me, I always like to talk about the holidays. So thanks again to Baker Orchard. The Plant Rant on WPCA Radio has been made possible by Baker Orchard at Centuria. Well, have a great rest of the fall, and I will be back in November and probably on the air next week's our pledge drive, folks. So tune in next week, stop into the station, say hello, have some coffee with us, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
It's 9:30.